voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW, the Diffy. I miss that guy. Prop me up beside the jukebox. Good morning. It's 8:43. We've got a partly sunny thing trying to happen here, 29 degrees. It is time to check in with Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent, and another edition of Breckenridge School News brought to you this morning by Hometown Nutrition. They have over 100 meal replacement protein shake flavors for you, over 60 delicious energizing teas. Options are endless, and Hometown Nutrition has something for everyone. Hours for Hometown Nutrition Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 2 p.m., Saturdays, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., and make it convenient and easy on yourself. Text your orders to 218-331-4199. Hometown Nutrition is located at 110 Minnesota Avenue in Breckenridge. All right, let's find out what's going on in the Breckenridge Public School District. Checking in with Superintendent Christy Sullivan on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
And you were telling me you had a great Thanksgiving, lots of turkey, lots of good food.
Lots of good food, lots of great memories with family. I hope all of you out there enjoyed your holiday with those you love as well.
Absolutely. So getting back to things here on this Monday, November 28th, what's going on this week in the school district?
Well, we have a full week, lots of activities this week. All of our winter sports are up and rolling with our beginning today, 7th and 8th grade girls basketball versus Wahpeton. Tomorrow, we've got lots going on. 7th and 8th grade girls basketball will be traveling to Holly tomorrow. Our B squad and varsity girls basketball will be going to Morris. Wrestling, varsity quadrangular will be in Grand Forks. Gymnastics, varsity triangular. Girls varsity hockey at Morris and boys varsity hockey at Wilmer. That's all just on Tuesday.
Wow.
Then into Thursday, 7th and 8th grade girls basketball again versus Fergus Falls. B squad and varsity girls basketball will be going to DGF. Wrestling varsity triangular at home here in Breckenridge. And boys JV and varsity hockey at Becker Big Lake. Then Friday, we go 9th grade girls, B squad and varsity, 9th grade boys, B squad and varsity basketball versus Fergus Falls here at home. We also have a varsity wrestling tournament, gymnastic, varsity invitational in Fargo, and boys JV hockey versus Ricori. Saturday, our 7th and 8th grade girls have their conference tournament at Holly. So lots and lots of activities this week. It's hard to even keep them all straight.
I was going to say, I don't know how you do that. You just have to, I suppose you just have to kind of take it one day at a time, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yep.
Right. Good stuff.
And with our co-ops, we comb through our own district and Wahpeton activities also with some of our co-op activities.
And winter sports in full swing. Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
I'll just encourage people to come on out tonight for the Breckenridge Community Tree Lighting Ceremony. Treats and activities beginning around 5 p.m. I know we're going to have some elementary Christmas carolers out, so you won't want to miss seeing all these little smiling faces and be a part of that, bringing in the joy of the holiday spirit.
Right.
So the lighting's at 6, lots of activities, family fun.
Good stuff. Yeah, definitely get out and enjoy that. Christy, always great to talk with you each and every Monday. Have a great week, okay? We'll talk again next Monday.
And you as well. Thank you.
You bet. Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News. We do this every Monday at this time here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. It is time once again for Point of Law. It is brought to you, as always, by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Can you cancel a gift that you made from your deathbed if you end up living after all? That was the life or death question in the case of the suffering sinner. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Oscar Peabody was never actually a criminal, but in the years before he turned 79, he certainly was not one of Watsonville's leading citizens. In his earlier days, the police would pick him up several times a month at Hogan's Bar, where he was trying to tear the place apart. These days, though,